Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about a couple of things. The Gift of Hope concert coming up, of course, and also the services that the Gift of Hope concert helps support, Catholic Family Services. Dr. Marcy Moran will join us, as well as Jan Fetrell, who is going to talk about the concert. So stick around for that if you would. Gene Young will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings for this Lenten Sunday. Barb Buckmiller with the first and second reading. Father Anthony Urban with the gospel.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who curse you. All the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you." Abram went as the Lord directed him. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to His own design, and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Gene Young.
Thanks, Jerry. In the news this morning, Sioux Falls Catholic Schools recently named Kyle Groves its new president. The decision followed a lengthy search, interviews with Bishop Paul Swain, Sioux Falls pastors, Sioux Falls Catholic School board members, faculty, administrators, as well as area business owners. Groves is a longtime O'Gorman High School principal and will take over after President Robert Weedy retires later this spring. Groves has been at O'Gorman since 2003 and will officially begin his new role July 1st. You can read and see more about the appointment in the March edition of the Bishop's Bulletin in homes across the diocese right now and online at www.sfcatholic.org. In other news, a Hollywood actor used his talents as a classically trained musician to present a high-energy and dramatic scriptural interpretation in the Diocese of Sioux City recently. Frank Runyon demonstrated his acting skills with his play Salt and Light, a comedy for kids for grades K through 4 religious education students, and performing the Sermon on the Mount for grades 5 through 9 and the general public at the Church of the Nativity in Sioux City. Runyon has won national acclaim for his work as a translator and an actor of biblical texts. Since the 1990s, he has performed for tens of thousands of people across the United States. Runyon, who may be best known for his roles on television, including 7 years on As the World Turns, began translating and adapting biblical texts for one-man performances almost 3 decades ago. There are many things that combine to make the performances happen, the Los Angeles resident told the Catholic Globe, Sioux City's diocesan newspaper. "We, my wife and I, had some twins that miscarried, and one of my best friends jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge." As Runyon began to script his reenactments, his pastor encouraged him to take some biblical texts and turn them into performance pieces for the church. Retired Bishop James N. Moynihan of Syracuse, New York, who served as the 9th bishop of the Diocese of Syracuse from 1995 to 2009, died recently. He was 84. The bishop's body was to be received at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Syracuse the afternoon of March 9th for a viewing, followed by an evening vigil. His funeral mass was to be celebrated the next day by New York Cardinal Timothy M. Dolan, followed by burial in the cathedral crypt. We thank him for a lifetime of service to the church, and in a very special way, for his service to the Diocese of Syracuse, said Syracuse Bishop Robert J. Cunningham in announcing the death of Bishop Moynihan. We pray now that the evening has come, the fever of his life is over, his work is done, and that God will give him a safe lodging, holy rest, and peace forever. A native of Rochester, New York, Bishop Moynihan was ordained and installed as the Bishop of Syracuse on May 29, 1995. He retired April 21, 2009. A statement from the Diocese of Rochester called Bishop Moynihan a true shepherd and an example of Christian discipleship for us all. The Philippines stands poised to reinstate the death penalty after it was put on hold 11 years ago. The church in the Philippines, which has grown more vocal in recent months, that is, continues to oppose the measure that passed the Philippine House on the third and final reading recently and is widely expected to move quickly through the Filipino Senate. The latest version specifically targets drug crimes. The archbishop there, president of the Catholic Bishops Conference of the Philippines, lamented that the lower house has given its consent for the state to kill. "We, your bishops, are overcome with grief, but we are not defeated, nor shall we be silenced," the archbishop said. "In the midst of Lent, we prepare to celebrate the triumph of life over death, and while we grieve that the lower house has voted for death, our faith assures us that life will triumph," he said. At the same time, the archbishop called on the Filipinos who stand for life to continue the spirited opposition to the death penalty. In the months and weeks leading up to the congressional votes on the measure in that country, the bishop's conference has posted statements opposing the death penalty and led marches against it, reiterating that life is sacred and the death penalty would not be put an end to crime, that is. Catholic and Lutheran bishops gathered in Chicago this week for a prayer service commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation and to release a statement on the event. The service took place at the Lutheran Center during a joint meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Committee on Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's Committee for Ecumenical and Interreligious Relations. With a look at the news from this past week, I'm Gene Young reporting from the Bishop's Bulletin Newsroom.
Good to keep talking.
It is.
And praying together.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for that, Gene. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Dr. Marcy Moran and Jan Fetrell. Marcy, of course, from Catholic Family Services, the clinical director, and Jan Fetrell from the Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota. And the link, of course, is the Gift of Hope concert, which is a benefit concert for Catholic Family Services. And Jan's working on the show. Marcy, of course, from the agency. And welcome to both of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
We're going to start today, Marcy, talking to you, because the whole reason we do the Gift of Hope concerts every year is to develop the fund, the Gift of Hope Fund, which in turn then helps the budget of Catholic Family Services. And what I don't think people quite know is all of the different things. It's a big scope of things that Catholic Family Services finds itself involved with.
Right. Catholic Family Services has three major service areas. And the first is an adoption program, which the concert is focusing on this year. The second is mental health counseling. And the third is a grief center that we have. And our agency, we work with people throughout the entire diocese. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, we can take some of our programs even to the parishes upon request and provide for them some of the grief programs that they aren't able to attend because they don't live near Sioux Falls.
What's underneath that umbrella of those three programs is a lot of detail of a lot of different things that happen underneath that.
Right. A lot of detail in the sense that we have to have people sort of dedicated to each of those areas. For example, in adoption, we have a master's prepared social worker, and that's pretty much all she does, is she works with the Department of Health and be sure that we're credentialed accordingly. She counsels birth mothers and adoptive couples and works with a variety of organizations in Sioux Falls to make that adoption work. She does all the pre-screening of the adoptive parents and does the termination and the finalizing also of the adoption.
We'll come back and talk about some of the other programs that Catholic Family Services is involved with. But Jan, talking about adoption leads us right, as Marcy said, right to the show this year, because we couldn't have found somebody who is more into and supportive of adoption than Mark Schultz, who was adopted himself, is in the process of adopting, and has a lifelong passion for it.
Absolutely. It's like this is just such a perfect fit.
Yeah, it really is. And such a remarkable man in the songs that he writes, the stories that he tells. It's going to be great shows. Plural.
Absolutely. It is going to be absolutely a phenomenal opportunity. Mark is an amazing songwriter and storyteller, and he has such a wide variety of music that he will perform at the concert and really make you stop and think and think gratitude and really connects well, again, not only with the adoption services, but also several of the songs speak about grief and working your way through grief, mm-hmm. the grief process and whatnot. So it's just going to be an amazing fit.
And, you know, so blessed with the way people have responded to the opportunity to hear Mark Schultz. The first show sold out much faster than any of us could have anticipated, giving us enough time to add a second show, which is really cool.
Absolutely. It was just such a great problem to have. And it's like, wow, we're 4 weeks out from the concert and we're sold out.
Yeah.
So we opened up. We had our 2 o'clock show initially, and we opened up a second show at 5:30.
And actually, to be fair, tickets for that are moving right along.
They are.
And that's very encouraging.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So encourage anyone listening to get your tickets now.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Marcy, back to some of why we do this. Again, the endowment supports the budget of Catholic Family Services. And one of the reasons that we do what we do is obviously to serve the people and parishes of the Diocese of Sioux Falls, and to really take all comers that come in the door, regardless of their economic situation. We have what's called a sliding fee scale. Always have to get those words in the right order, sliding fee scale, which means that people can usually afford the services.
Yes. You pretty much, you know, can get it down so low that they're able to afford it. And in many times, you know, we have some funds that are available too that we just have to allow the service to be free because they are in a bind and they have a limited income and no insurance. And sometimes we have to accommodate that.
Well, the point being that for financial reasons, we don't turn anyone away.
That's right. We never do for any reason. So whether they have money or not, or cultural or religious differences, it doesn't matter that we take anybody who comes and has a need.
That's not to say we are all things to all people. There are certain limitations on the kind of clients that
exactly.
we can take.
Mm-hmm. Now we have added, you know, a counselor to our staff so that we can deal with smaller children and adolescents, mm-hmm. which is something that I felt we weren't really ready for before. But now she has come on board, and she also does grief programs for small children and for older children and adolescents, and I think it's been a great complement to our agency.
Jan, you get the chance to work with those who are sponsoring this concert, those who are excited about coming, and it gives you a chance, I think, also to get familiar with the services of Catholic Family Services. What do you hear back from those that you interact with kind of on both sides of that?
Absolutely. It's just been such a great response. Some pretty heart-wrenching stories. I talked to someone who went through one of your grief programs, Dr. Marcy, and really attribute totally the fact that they were really able to, get on with life. And they were just stuck in a rut, and you allowed them to get over the hump. Internally grateful for that opportunity. And so they just want to come and support the concert, and the fact that it's Mark Schultz is a byproduct for them, because it's like, you know what, we would come regardless of who it is because we want to support Catholic Family Services. So that's beautiful. And then on the flip side, it's like, we love Mark Schultz. And so this is benefiting Catholic Family Services. Tell me more about Catholic Family Services. So it's been great on both ends to be able to share the stories and familiarize people with the amazing things that you guys are doing in Catholic Family Services.
So you're kind of becoming an educator, Jan.
I am.
You're educating people about Catholic Family Services, but you're also educating people about Mark Schultz. And one of the great things about Mark Schultz is you'll hear a song and you go, oh, I really, really like that song. And then you hear the name that it's Mark Schultz and you go, I didn't know that was him.
Exactly.
That's happened to me multiple times listening to some of his music.
Absolutely. So yeah, if you're a listener and you're not familiar with this music, Google Mark Schultz and you'll just like be shocked at some of the songs, you know, that it's like, wow, I didn't know that was his.
The interview we did with Mark Schultz, he was actually very humorous as we talked to him. We had that on Catholic Views a few weeks ago. And one of the things he said was that people tell him after his shows that, one, they knew his music, and two, they didn't know how his stories were going to relate to the music, and three, that he's a lot funnier than they thought he was going to be, which I thought was a great little antidote on himself.
Absolutely. And personally, I've been able to attend two of Mark Schultz's concerts in the past, and I can guarantee anyone that's listening, you are thoroughly going to enjoy the opportunity to hear his music, because what he does is he tells the stories behind the stories. And, you know, nearly every song that he's written has a story behind it. And pretty heartfelt, you know, it really makes you stop and think. One of his songs that he will perform for the concert is Everything to Me, which is a love letter of sorts to his birth mother, who he's never met, but just thanking her for giving him life.
Yeah.
And his hope is that maybe someday she'll hear it and know that she was, you know, very much appreciated, or is very much appreciated.
One of the things I noted talking to him, Marcy, is something I think I've heard you talk about before too, and that is that he really approaches pretty much everything he does with a sense of gratitude. And what a difference that can make if we kind of whatever attitude we start with will help us or hurt us as we go on.
Right. I'm excited to hear his show. I know that I've heard so many good things about him, but I've never had an opportunity to attend one of his concerts. But it just sounds to me like everything he talks about and sings about fits pretty much in with what we do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're a good fit.
Yeah. It's exciting that we're blessed to have him come.
Yeah, you'll have his theme music in your background now playing.
Okay.
Yeah, you might end up, Marcy, using it in some of your programs. Who knows?
Who knows? Right. Yeah, we do use a lot of music at our retreats and so on. So
yeah. There you go.
Yeah. We're always looking for something good and meaningful to play.
Yeah, one of the things that we've talked about through the years, kind of often, I think, is that people don't always know that they need help. People don't always want to accept help. Do having songs like what we're talking about that Mark writes, does that help people to kind of have an entree in that maybe it's okay?
Well, you know, we have to admit that we still live here in the Midwest, and we have a lot of old-fashioned ideas sometimes about, well, when should people ask for help, and can I really make it through by myself? And I heard that today, this morning, from someone who called me about, well, maybe I should come to the program, but I'm not really sure I need it, or maybe I'm strong enough to go through on my own. And, you know, we have to help people understand that it's not a sign of weakness, you know. And sometimes I think if they just get that little nudge that, you know, that it's okay to have feelings and it's okay to want to reach and find a better way of life or a better way to go on, you know, it might be helpful. You know, I never promise my callers that it's going to definitely change their life, but I can always reassure them that it will be part of the adjustment. It will be a positive thing.
And talking about those kind of old stereotypes, is it still true in a sense that maybe women accept this better than men do?
Well, I think sociologically, you know, women can cry with others more easily than men can cry with others. And men don't want to cry openly. And, yeah, they don't want to admit to their feelings. They growing up with the idea that they should be strong and hold it back. And sometimes, you know, when you see a man who's lost his son, when you see him cry openly, I always tell him, it's good to cry. It's all right to cry because, of course, he's feeling such sadness.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the show itself, Marcy, might be an opportunity for people, as certainly as they hear the music, but then also I know you're going to have a table at the concert with materials available. And it's, you know, it's a inconspicuous way to maybe pick up a pamphlet and maybe nobody notices you're doing it. And maybe eventually you're going to reach out and get some help.
And you'd be surprised at how many times people have picked up this information at the concert, and then we might not hear from them for another year or so.
Sure.
But they've had it, and they've kept it, and they remembered it, you know. So in that way, the concert is so good for people that they, you know, they can relate to it at some point.
Well, Jane, one of the things we always talk about is certainly we want to raise the funds because that helps us do the work that we need to do. But sometimes awareness, kind of what Marcy's talking about, planting those seeds, making people aware of the services, even if they don't need them today, they might need them tomorrow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's when we wrangled with, do we open a second show or don't we? And you know, financially, we're doing fine. All those kind of decisions played into it. And the committee that was discussing it, it's like, gosh, if we can even make 500 more individuals aware of the services of Catholic Family Services, that's a win. Why wouldn't we take that opportunity? And so that's really what's first and foremost for us is like, we want people to know what you guys do and what's available and when it's available and to not be afraid to reach out when the need arises.
We should mention, and we'll mention it at the very end again, how people can get tickets right now. If you're listening and you think, I got to go. I got to go see Mark Schultz.
You bet.
How do you do it?
Absolutely. Quick and easy way, tickets are available at all Hy-Vee locations, all Sioux Falls Hy-Vee locations. And so if you're in the area, you can get the general admission tickets there. And then they're also available online at CCFESD, and that's the Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota.
.org.
Yes. And or you can call our office directly at 605-988-3765, and someone will help you get those tickets.
All right. We'll mention that again at the very end as we wrap up today. But it's a great opportunity, and we hope people will take advantage of that. Marcy, as you look to the future of Catholic Family Services, I know there's limits just because of geography and time and budget and all of those things, but where's the priority at these days? What are the really critical things that we want to make sure that we do and that people know we do?
I think some of the needs that are out there yet are people who are located in geographical areas that are not close to any area where there might be a satellite office, where there might be that they could travel to Sioux Falls. I've discovered that some of our outreach offices are now close enough to Sioux Falls that we probably don't need to have a counselor there. But I think one of the greatest things we can do is take our programs out to the parishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the priests have to be helpful to us in recommending that we come or inviting us to come, and we're there. You know, we will make arrangements to come. I was in Pierre several weeks ago and with a good attendance, so that was easy for people who live around Pierre to drive there, to mm-hmm. drive that far. So I think we have to think about the whole diocese and not just the Sioux Falls area. And to me, I think those parish programs probably work the best.
Well, you and your team have gotten pretty creative in trying to figure out how to take what you typically would do in a
yes.
six-week period yep. and condense it into a day.
A seminar.
Into a seminar kind of thing. But it does give people a taste and probably some of the tools they need to get going.
Well, and at one program I remember where we did the grief in the afternoon, and then as I started talking at the early part of the afternoon, I looked around at those faces and I thought to myself, they need to talk. You know, in our six-week program, they get a chance to talk a lot.
Yeah.
And so I just stopped and I opened it up, and they really wanted to talk. They each wanted to tell who they lost, what that was like for them, how good they were doing or how bad they were doing. And that was something they needed. They needed to be able to say it. And when people lose a loved one, you know, they need to name their name of that person who died. They need to talk about them because it's so important. They're trying to honor them in doing this.
Well, unfortunately, it's unlikely that the work that Catholic Family Services does is going to end anytime soon. The need is going to continue to be there because we're human beings, mm-hmm. and eventually we all die, mm-hmm. whether it's a sudden unexpected right. one or an expected one.
And, you know, the Grief Center is designed to deal with the concept of loss. So it doesn't just necessarily have to be death. Now, in a couple of weeks, we're going to a community in the diocese, and we're going to do a community program on suicide. Mm-hmm. What happens to a community when there's that many suicides? And so we've also, you know, organized some programs for a new population, you know, for family members who have a loved one who's incarcerated. These people this family is experiencing a great loss.
Yeah.
Because their loved one is in jail, in prison. And how are they dealing with the grief and the change and all of that? So there's many populations around yet that probably need some help.
Well, the work's going to go on, and we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the work of Catholic Family Services, Dr. Moran, and those that work with you, your team. And Jan, one last time now as we talk about the Gift of Hope concert on March 19th, how to get tickets, and make sure you get to the 5:30 show.
Absolutely. Sunday, March 19th, O'Gorman Performing Arts Center. And tickets available at all the Sioux Falls Hy-Vee locations, as well as online at ccfesd.org, or give our office a call at 605-988-3765.
Come enjoy Mark Schultz. It's going to be a great couple of performances.
Amazing.
Looking forward to it very much. Dr. Marcy Moran, Jan Fetrell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's, Gene, so good to hear about the Gift of Hope concert. So good to hear about what's going on at Catholic Family Services. And again, reminder that the tickets are still available for next Sunday's two shows. 2 o'clock show sold out, 5:30 tickets still available for that. But there's so much else going on.
There's good opportunities all across the diocese in the month of Lent, in the season of Lent, I should say. Lent and Vespers at the Cathedral of St. Joseph each Sunday night leading up to Holy Week, usually celebrated by Bishop Swain. But again, in everybody's parish, there are probably opportunities for Stations of the Cross. Some parishes occupy themselves and offer fish fries during mm-hmm. Lent on Fridays. Mm-hmm. There's plenty to do, so you should check it out and get involved.
Lots of extra ways that one can observe Lent and
exactly.
Live Lent. And we should also mention not just the 19th is the Gift of Hope concert, but the 18th is the Rose Ensemble.
The Cathedral Art Series.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Also, just a fabulous, a very different kind of entertainment, very different kind of performance, but really awesome music.
It's a really good opportunity this time because they'll be focusing on the architect of the cathedral.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful program. So check that out too. That's our time for Catholic Views this morning. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next Sunday.